My name is Doreen Garvey Wandon. I'm a Wurundjeri Senior Elder and Wandoon Senior Elder, also Director of both organisations. We respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, and the other Kulin nations as the custodians of the lands across the Yarra Ranges, on whose unceded lands our work in the community takes place. We pay respects to all Aboriginal community elders, past and present, who have resided in the area and have been and always will be an integral part of the story of the region. Art and soul, walking on country, connecting with our history, nurturing our body, mind and soul.
Gateway entrance to Kooring Yearing. Looking north from the roundabout of Cave Hill and Nelson Roads is the estate called the Gateway. This was the entrance to the majestic Kooring Yearing, which was named by the first occupant squatters, Roland and Elizabeth, in 1849. William Forbes Hutton purchased it in 1876 and contracted builder David Mitchell of Cave Hill Quarry to build his new mansion. A large, stately 35-room, two-storey solid brick cement rendered house located on the rise above the floodplains of the Alinda Creek. Kooring Yearing covered several hundred hectares and stretched from Victoria Road in the west to Nelson Road in the south. It was on the Memorial Park site that Colonel Hutton's son Walter and Maurice Hutton established their 60 hectare vineyard. Today, the winery building, also built by David Mitchell, can be seen in the grounds of the Lilydale Memorial Park. The Nelson Road entrance to Kooring Yearing was flanked either side by towering cypress trees on the left, which is now Gateway Reserve, was the property's largest dairy, which operated until the 1970s. Today, the Kooring Yearing Mansion is surrounded by housing and is entered via a narrow driveway between two homes.